Okay, here's one of my unfavorite sentences. I guess we have to go to the emergency room. Well, I mean, I'm glad the emergency room is there, but I hate to go there. I remember one time our son had a mild stomach disorder, and we knew it had to be checked out. Well, we went late at night when it gets really busy. I guess it was rush hour for sure that day when we were there. We'd already waited for a while, and finally they noticed us. They began to give some attention to our son, and then suddenly all the doctors and nurses vanished. Tell you why. There was a word that had been sounded across that emergency room. Stat. And everybody came running to an accident victim. It was a severe situation. It was life or death. Stat means it's time to drop everything. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about stat living. Now, our words for today from the Word of God. It's coming from Ephesians 5, and I'll begin reading at verse 15. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, some of these words about how you live come out a little differently in the King James when it talks about walking circumspectly. In other words, you're looking around. You're looking at everything carefully. And it says if you are doing that, you'll live smart. You'll be wise. You won't be unwise. What's it mean to live wisely? Well, it's buying up the time, redeeming the time, and making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil. You can tell how smart a person is by how they use their time. There's no time to waste. That's the attitude of a truly wise person. Why? Because the days are evil. That word evil in the original Greek language of the New Testament means sick and in poor, rotting condition. We are living in a sick and dying world, and if you look around, if you're wise, you'll be able to see that the people around you are dying people, unless they know Jesus. Your school is an emergency room. Your workplace, your neighborhood, it's an emergency room, and people are terminal there without Christ. Some years ago, there was a gospel song, People Need the Lord. You know what? You ought to put some names in a song like that. I think it's time we say, Jimmy needs the Lord, Jennifer needs the Lord, Sue needs the Lord, my boss needs the Lord. You put names in there. I think when you look at the biblical predictions, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of time left on God's clock. Besides, God gives you only like 70 years to live a life that will count for 100 million years. You might not even have the 70. So you can't waste a day. Our attitude is to be one of living urgently, not making everyone else tense around us, but having a sense of the importance of every day, numbering our days, as the Bible says, to apply our heart to wisdom. So each conversation needs to count for something, each opportunity, each relationship. Buying up the time is what the Greeks said, like a shopper who would grab the last item on sale. I remember a lady who said to me, Ron, I have to make up for a lot of lost time. She said I wasted 30 years on soap operas. But now she wants to buy up the time. She's thinking wisely now. Well, it's time to evaluate. What are the time wasters in your life? I mean, this is war. You can't mess around with trivial pursuits when the bullets are flying. God is looking at your world and the people around you, and he's yelling, stat, throughout the emergency room. There's a life or death situation here. It requires an immediate response. It's time to live, not casually, but urgently.
Thanks, Ron. Friend, is a word with you a part of your daily routine? We encourage you to subscribe to the email transcript version of A Word With You. Each day's A Word With You can be sent directly to your email box. Or if you prefer the weekly summary, you can get an entire week's worth of A Word With You in one email. To subscribe to A Word With You via email, visit awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.